Sleuth Sloth. Written and illustrated by Heloise O'Donoghue. Translated by Leah Schulze. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Britta Gartner. It was nearly midnight, and all was quiet in Biotope City's police station. All, that is, except for the slow tap-tap-tap of Tuto's O'Malley's claws on his computer keyboard. Tuto's had been with the Biotope City Police for a long time. He was the only detective in the Sloth Investigation Department, and he had yet to solve a single case. Tuto's was about to go home when the phone rang. It was Mrs. Trunk, der Elefant.
"Somebody has stolen my favorite cheese,"
she trumpeted. "Can you describe the thief?" Tuto's asked, opening his notebook.
"Yes, he doesn't wear trousers,"
wailed Mrs. Trunk. "Trägt keine Hose," wrote Tuto's.
"And he has the legs of a flamingo, an enormous overcoat, and a very small head."
"Hat Flamingobeine, einen riesigen Mantel und einen sehr kleinen Kopf," wrote Tuto's. He promised Mrs. Trunk he'd start looking for the thief first thing in the morning. The next day, more animals were waiting to see him. Mr. Harpy's best Käse had been stolen too. "Can you describe the thief?" Tuto's asked.
"Ja," said der Adler. "He has a giraffe's neck, an elephant's ears, and einen sehr kleinen Kopf."
Tuto's pulled out his notebook and, very slowly, wrote, "Hat einen Giraffenhals, Elefantenohren und einen sehr kleinen Kopf." Miss Pink, the flamingo, had seen the same small-headed creature making off with her secret stash of Stilton.
"Oh, he has no fashion sense," cried Miss Pink. "He wears a green shirt, purple gloves and einen riesigen Mantel."
"Trägt ein grünes Hemd, lila Handschuhe und einen riesigen Mantel," Tuto's wrote. Tuto's was puzzled. He couldn't think of anyone who fitted the strange descriptions he'd been given. So he decided to organize a lineup of local Tiere. He was just about to start calling them when Headmaster Trample came charging into his office.
"Oh, I've been robbed!"
the Nashorn bellowed. "How much Käse did they take this time?" The sloth detective sighed and reached for his notebook. He was getting too old for this, he thought.
"Käse!"
Trample thundered.
"It's my mantel that's been stolen."
"Can you describe the thief?" asked Tuto's.
"Well," said the headmaster Trample, "he's horrible. He has a chimpanzee's arms and an eagle's eyes."
Tuto's notebook was getting very full, but he wrote it down anyway. "Hat Chimpansenarme und Adleraugen."
"And he wears an orange jumper and yellow socks,"
said das Nashorn. "Trägt einen orangen Pullover und gelbe Socken," wrote Tuto's. "Does he, by any chance, have einen sehr kleinen Kopf?"
Why, yes, Headmaster Trample exclaimed. However did you know?
The next day, all the Tiere arrived for the lineup. Two-Toes watched them. Who could be the monstrous creature stealing all the stinky snacks? Snacks, of course. What if Mrs. Trunk, Mr. Harpy, Miss Pink, and Headmaster Trample had all been snacking on Käse before bed, and it had given them nightmares about a mysterious thief? Their Käse is gone because they ate it all themselves, he cried.
Oh, but what about me? Demanded Headmaster Trample angrily. I have been the victim of a senseless mantle theft. Do you think I imagined it? Or perhaps you think I ate my own mantle?
We'll get to your riesigen mantle in a moment, sir, Two-Toes stammered.
Riesig, roared Das Nashorn. Who do you think you're calling riesig? Ah!
Cried Headmaster Trample, charging at Two-Toes.
Oof!
Wailed the sloth as he was hoisted up by his belt loops and stampeded through the station wall. Rip! Went Two-Toes' trousers. The furious Nashorn continued his charge down the street with the sloth detective's trousers flying from his horn. Two-Toes landed with a thud on the pavement in something soft and yellow. Käse! In fact, it was a trail of what tasted like a ripe brie. Slowly, he started to follow it. Day turned into night. Still, Two-Toes crawled on. Finally, he reached a door. A very small door. He was about to knock when the door suddenly flew open and a mouse burst out into the street.
Right, chaps, lovely night for it, said the mouse. Let's hit Headmaster Trample's house again. I hear he's got a fridge full of feta.
Then he saw Two-Toes.
Crumbs, the mouse squealed. Rumbled!
Two-Toes felt rather pleased with himself. He was just about to arrest the mouse when a large figure loomed over him. It had Flamingobeine, einen Giraffenhals, Elefantenohren, Schimpansenarme und Adleraugen. And it wore ein grünes Hemd, lila Handschuhe, einen orangen Pullover, gelbe Socken und einen riesigen Mantel. Terrified, Two-Toes grabbed a handful of the brie from the ground and flung it with all his might at the creature. He had never moved so fast in his life. Two-Toes walked over to the fallen beast and unzipped Trample's riesigen Mantel. Out tumbled a collection of young Tiere, including Mrs. Trunk's son, Mr. Harpy's niece, Miss Pink's little sister, a small giraffe, a lion cub, and a teenage chimpanzee. Which I suppose makes you, said Two-Toes, turning to der Maus, den sehr kleinen Kopf. In the end, Two-Toes made no arrests. Headmaster Trample's mantle was dry cleaned and returned with a note of apology. Und die kleine Maus, whose name was Alfred, promised to use his pocket money to replace the stolen Käse. Slowly, Tuto's O'Malley returned to the Sloth Investigation Department to type up his report on the mysterious Käse-Thief mit Flamingo-Beinen, einem Giraffenhals, Elefantenohren, Schimpansenarmen, Adleraugen und einem Mäusekopf. It took him 2 years to finish. Glossary. Der Adler, Eagle. Die Arme, Arms. Die Augen, Eyes. Die Beine, Legs. Der Elefant, Elephant. Er, sie trägt. He, she is wearing. Er, sie trägt kein. He, she is not wearing. Neutral. Er, sie trägt keine. He, she is not wearing. Feminine and all plurals. Er, sie trägt keinen. He, she is not wearing. Masculine. Der Flamingo. Flamingo. Gelb. Yellow. Die Giraffe. Giraffe.